Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. To do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new. Over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there?
to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
TV news shows what it's like out there.
It's a scare.
You can go out if you want.
The Monkees, brought to you by Kellogg.
K-E-L-L-O-Good. Kellogg's best to you.
It's Strike the Box with Chris. Yes, I am back after a week of doing some work. Hey, you know, I do have to work from time to time. But I am back here for your listening enjoyment. It is Strike the Box. It is Freeform Radio, 12 to 2. Today's theme, because we do tend to have a theme every now and then. Sometimes we don't stick to it. We blow it up like halfway through the set. But today's theme is television shows that debuted back in 1966. I know when I was growing up, now, I wasn't growing up in 66, I was born in 66, but when I was growing up, like in the 70s, the networks would have a special, half an hour special, showing all the new shows and the returning shows that were coming for that season. I don't know if they even do that anymore. Maybe they do, but I don't really watch that much network TV anymore, so. But we started today's show with some Monkees. The theme from the Monkees, because the Monkees debuted back in September of 1966. September 12th, as a matter of fact. Only ran for two seasons, 58 episodes. But you could find a Monkees TV show in syndication virtually every year on some channel. Batman by The Who. Now that was a TV show. Set it back out in January of 1966. It was on for three seasons, had 120 episodes. Mainly because the first two seasons, season one and two, they would be on twice a week. Don't forget those cliffhangers. I had... I was hoping to do some sound files from the computer. Uh-oh, I'm running out of music here, so let me fade this down so we don't get interrupted. But I was hoping to, like, take some sound files from the computer and interject them during the show and stuff, but the computer isn't going through the board today, unfortunately. So this could be a problem. because they can't do anything from like YouTube and WaveSource. And why can't I ever have like a normal show? Gonna make me psychotic. Really is psychotic.
Yeah. about nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, art is nothing. So girl, don't you try. To push me around. Don't push me around. You always want me to stop, but I don't wanna. You always want me to stop. Well, I'm not gonna. You always talk about nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, you are just nothing. So girl, don't you try. Don't you try to push me around. Don't push me around. Ooh, girl, it makes me so mad. Ooh, girl, it makes me so bad. Don't push me around.
What's the game?
Don't push me around.
What's the game?
Insecure from the past. How long can a good thing last?
Mission Impossible, written theme song written by Lalo Schifrin, I believe is how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. Debuted in September 1966, lasted 7 seasons. When I used to watch it in reruns, I always remembered seeing the actor Peter Graves as Jim Phelps. There were two actors that ran the whole 7 seasons. Greg Morris, who played Barney Collier, and Peter Lupus, who is Willie Imitage. I hope that's how you pronounce the names. First season was Stephen Hill, who played Dan Briggs, and I don't even know if I've seen any of those episodes. Also starred Martin Landau for 3 seasons. Leonard Nimoy as Paris for a couple seasons after he left his big show that got canceled. We'll talk about that more later. But we started things off with that set with Psychotic Reaction from The Count Five. Released in, computer here says 1965, but it was recorded in 65 and released in 66 off the Double Shot label. Pushing Too Hard, The Seeds. Seeds were actually on a TV show back in 1968. They played The Warts, that's what their band was called. And the TV show was The Mother-in-Law. No, it didn't debut in 66. Mother-in-Law debuted in 67 and lasted only 2 seasons. Zeros, Don't Push Me Around from 1978 off the Bomp label. And Curtis Mayfield, Pusher Man from the soundtrack Superfly, 1972. Hey, if you listen to the show, you know the rules. If you want to hear something, give me a call. The telephone number is, I have to look it up here now, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I am running out of background music, which means I gotta stop talking and stop playing more music. So here you go.
Well, I kinda want you, baby. I kinda need you for giving me a solid feeling. Every time I see you, I don't know how you shot Cupid's bullet through my chest. I'm trip into the light. Well, not because you're dirty, baby, not because you're clean, not because I kissed you, baby.
I want to tease you. Lay me in your bed, baby, lay me in your boat. My arms are good, tired from trying to stay afloat. I'm drowning underwater, but I'll be alright. As long as I can have you on my trip into the light, yeah. Trip into the light.
See if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
But wait, isn't R2-D2 now dead?
There's a place right across town, whenever you're ready. Where people gather around, whenever they're ready. And then the music begins to play. Feel the blues.
That Girl. You remember That Girl, starring Marlo Thomas. Debuted in September 66, ran for 5 seasons. Donald, her longtime boyfriend, I don't know if they ever got engaged or not. But I used to love watching the opening of That Girl because I think it was like filmed in New York, a part of it was. I don't know if the whole series was, but they'd be inside one of the elevated trains. And I used to like watching it. Yeah, nerdy like that. But Marlo Thomas, the daughter of Danny Thomas. 5 seasons, as I said, on CBS. We also had, started things out there with some Jeremy and the Harlequins with Trip Into the Light off the American Dreamer CD from 2014. Major Lance with Monkey Time off of the OK label of 63. Television Personalities, Part-Time Punks. From 1978. The Ramones, Judy is a Punk. From 1976. I figure that went well with Part-Time Punks. And the Easy Beats. You know the Easy Beats. They did that hip song, Friday on My Mind, that made it to number 16 in the United States. Well, they're from Down Under, Australia. And I believe it's George Young, who was on the Easy Beats. He later ended up being a producer for his brothers on AC/DC. Sorry did not chart in the US. It made it to number one in the Australia. They actually had one, two, three number ones in Australia. Friday on My Mind, Sorry, and Easy Fever. Maybe we'll dig one of those out in another show. Somebody was trying to call in earlier. I apologize, I didn't get to the phone in time. So if you want to try and give a call again, I'll try and keep an eye on the line. 855-915-9636. We're celebrating shows that debuted in 1966. No, Mannix wasn't one of them. I think that was later 60s. Time for me to get back to some music. How about some Yardbirds?
Too hot. New York City. Yeah. I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Never lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.